This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 7, Antyakanda, Part 2. This is the concluding pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in this world, 528 years ago. And we left off with Gadadhar, a luncheon engagement. Gadadhar Pandit had invited Nityananda to take Gopinath Prasadam, Tota Gopinath Prasadam in Jagannath Puri. And we heard how they were making so many wonderful vegetables. And he was making Tara Eka Vyanjana Karila Amla Nam Randana Karila Gadadhar Bhagyavan. Then Bhagyavan Gadadhar, the most fortunate Gadadhar, prepared a sour vegetable with this Imli leaves, Amla Nam. As he offered it, Gopinath Agre Nina Bogalagela Hina Kali Gora Chandra Asya Milila. By surprise, while Gadadhar was making this offering to Gopinath, and Gopinath personified came there. Gauranga Gopinath. Gauranga arrived there. What was Gauranga doing when he arrived at Tota Gopinath? Prasanna Shimuke Hare Krishna Krishna Boli. Vijay Haila Gora Chandra Kutuhali. Gaurachandra was joyfully chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra when he came. Shrimukhe, his beautiful mouth, his prasanna Shrimukhe. Prasanna, we say Pashan. Pashan? Pashand. In Hindi, happiness in Hindi means Pashan. Pasan. Pasand. This is prasanna. He was very joyfully singing Vijay Haila Gaurachandra. That doesn't say. But when he came, very loudly, he was singing this most victorious Vijay mantra. Gadadhar, 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 Dake. Gaurachandra, Sambrame Gadadhar, Vande Paradvandva. Gaurachandra then called out, Gadadhar, Gadadhar. Gadadhar quickly came and offered his obeisances to the Lord. Vande Paradvandva, Sambrame Gadadhar. Sambrame, Brahm, Sambrama. He was in great happiness to call out, because Gadadhar, Gaurachandra is Gopinath, Sakshat Tota Gopinath, and he's calling out, Gadadhar, Gadadhar. Hasya Balina Prabhu, Hena Gadadhar, Amikina Hoy, Nirmantran Nera Vitar. This is some Hasya Ras going on. Their primary Ras, their Mukhya Ras between Gadadhar and Chaitanya is Madhura, Madhura Ras. This is Gauranga, is Krishna. Relishing Radharani's mood, and Gadadhar is at Radharani. So he says, oh, I was not invited. You invited Nityananda, but you did not invite me. Hasya Balena Prabhu. Hena. Kena Gadadhar. Nirmantran Bitara, I was not put inside Bitar. I was not on your invitation list. Amita tamara tui haite bina nai. Nadile tamara balete amilai. Gadadhar, hey Gadai, I am not different from you, either of you. Even if you don't offer me anything, I will take it by force. Balete. Nityananda dravya. Gopinath Tera Prasad, Tomara Randana Mora Itte Achi Bhag. Gauranga said, Gadadhar, I am certainly entitled to take a share of the items brought by Nityananda, cooked by you and relished by Gopinath. So it's Nityananda Dravya. The articles were brought by Nityananda, the rice from Bengal, that special rice, and Gopinath Prasad, Tomara Randan, relished by Gopinath and prepared by you, Ache Bhag. I'm entitled. This is, of course, all being spoken in jest and humor. Kripa Vakya Shuni Nityananda Gadadhar Magnahai Lena Sukha Sagar Bitar. When Nityananda and Gadadhar heard this merciful statement of the Lord, Kripa Vakya, They merged in an ocean of happiness, magna sukhasagara bitar. So they went inside ocean of happiness. Santoshe prasadani deva garadhar duilena gora chandra prabhura gochar. In great satisfaction, Sri Garadhar then brought the prasad and placed it before Lord Gaurachandra. Sarvatota avyapileka anera soghande bhakti kodi prabhu puna puna anavande. In a devotional mood, Lord Chaitanya repeatedly offered prayers to the rice. The fragrance of that rice permeated the entire garden. Sarva tota vyapileka anera sogande ana. Ana means kana, grains. Sogande is so fragrant that the whole sarva tota, the entire garden, bagicha of Gopinath, was smelling that like that rice. Bhakti kari puna puna anavande. He was again and again offering devotional prayers and glorification of those grains. There's this song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he is glorifying the prasad being presented to Lord Chaitanya and all his parishads in Shantipur. Hegdin Shantipure. And he talks about that bhog that they offered to the devotees in Shantipur. One day in Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya and all his associates. And then he has another song. It's called Khichri Song. Khichri Bhajan. And that's a song to glorify Jagannath's Khichri. There's one song in glorification of the Khichri Prasad of Jagannath, which is especially offered in January. In January, in the cold months of the year, in Vrindavan temples, in the seven temples of the Goswamis, Radha Damodar, Radha Shamsundar, and Radha Gopinath, Madan Mohan Govindaji, Gokulananda, and Radha Vinod, they offer this Khichri Bhog during Posha Mas. Now it's Mriga Shirsha, and then next month will be Posh, the end of December through January. Then comes this, after, I guess it's Mag Mas. So this is Khichri time. And they put some raisins and some nuts in sometime, make it winterize at Khichri, so it's quite delectable. And very nourishing, and they say it's very strength-giving. That's what the Goswamis told me when I lived at Radha Damodar. And a Posha Mas, there's special puja to Lakshmi Devi in Belvan. So that's coming up after this this worship of Katyayani, Mother Katyayani, Mother Durga, and this month, which will go on for another 12 days until Purnima. And then around the end of December will be the beginning, let's say, January, be Posha Mas. And every Thursday in Posha Mas, in that January, all the different Goswamis, they'll take turns of offering big Khichri Bhog and Papadam, or just Khichri Bhog, to Goddess Lakshmi, Lakshmi Devi in Belvan. It's quite a nice festival. And it's a yearly function. And it's a very special function. It's usually in the afternoons, like 3 o'clock until around sunset, 1 or 2, or maybe all day. Maybe all day. When we lived there in Sevakunj of Radha Damodar, we would go there, and everyone goes. There's a mass exodus of Vrijavasis taking boats across the Yamuna and walking about 40 minutes through the fields to Belvan, one forest called Belvan or Lakshmivan. And then everyone offers this Khichri Bhog to Lakshmi Devi. So here, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's sitting down to take bhoga, or let's say Gopinath's Prasad. He's sitting down with Nityananda, and Gadadhar is serving the Khichri Bhog. So first, all the Prasad of Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, was placed in front of Gaurachandra. And then Gaurachandra, he said, Prabhu Bale, Tina Bhaga Samana Kariya, Bunjiva Prasad Ana Ekatra Vasya. He said, listen, Gadadhar, divide this rice into 3 portions, and we will sit together and eat. Although it was all Totogopinath's prasad, I'd say his bhog, cooked by Gadadhar, the bhat, rice, and imli, sabji, tamarind sabji, was placed in front of Gauranga. He wasn't invited, actually. Nityananda bought the rice, and he came there, and Gadadhar cooked it and offered to Gopinath. Then suddenly, by surprise, Lord Gauranga came to Totogopinath and said, "Hare, Gadadhar, you didn't invite me? I wasn't put on your invitation list?" And he was laughing and smiling at that time. It was a joke. And then Gadadhar, when he brought the rice from Gopinath, he said, "Okay, Gauranga, sit down. It's all for you. You eat all the rice. Since you weren't invited, since and you're an atithi, then you sit down." But then he said, "Let's divide it." Nityananda sarupera tandulera prite vasilena mahaprabhu bhojana karite. Attracted by the rice brought from Bengal by Nityananda Sarup, Mahaprabhu sat down to eat. Dui Prabhu Bhojana Karina Dui Pash Santoshe Ishvarana Vyanjana Prashamshe. Gadadhar and Nityananda sat on either side of Gauranga, who glorified the rice and the vegetable preparations. With a great, says Santosh Ishvarana, with great satisfaction, he was glorifying the Anna and Vyanjan, the grains and the rice and the vegetables. And then how did he glorify? Because it says he glorified. Well, what did he say? Prabhu Bali, Eyanera Gunde O Sarvata, Krishna Bhakti Haya Ite Nahika Anyata. Gauranga declared the Gunda, the fragrance of this rice will without a doubt give bhakti, Krishna bhakti, to Krishna. Nahika anyata, nothing else. It will not give anything else. Krishna bhakti, just the fragrance of the rice. That's an extraordinary power of Gopinath's Mahaprasad, just smelling it. So that's quite an interesting way to honor prasadam. Just, that's nice. Okay, you take it now. Practically, that's a fact, because we hear about the power of Krishna, Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji. He glorifies the interchangeability and the unlimited nature of Krishna's transcendental form, his spiritual form, Satchananda Vigraha. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalyanti jaram jaganti ananda chinmaya surujvala vigrahasya govinda madhi purusha. He says that Krishna, he can smell with his eyes, he can taste with his ears, he can taste with his ears. This is a whole, there's nine navadwara. His body has navadwara, nine gates in the body. So there's only one gate by which we can eat and taste. But Krishna can eat and taste with his eyes, eat and taste with his nose. So Krishna just smells the fragrance of the love-filled bhoga. Very nice. Because when we remove the bhog from Krishna, it's usually all there. It still appears to be there. But it's transformed, it's Krishnaized, it's spiritualized with Krishna's Adhara Amritam. Krishna just, you put the rice and dal, sabji, chapati in front of Krishna and sweet. He smells it, acha, santosh. He's satisfied, fully satisfied. So this is happening here, right in Gaur Lila. So it happens every time we make an offering also. And the fragrance, because Krishna is smelling it, so now Krishna smelled. So that fragrance, that ganda was offered to Krishna's nose, now becomes Mahaganda. Usually we say Mahaprasad when we eat. There's also Mahaganda. Like we say Prasadi Vesh, the Manjaris. And Krishna Lila Kinkaris, Palidasis of Radharani, they were Prasadi Vesh. We've heard the term Prasadi Mala. But we think it's something we can touch, see, or feel, or eat. That's Prasad. There's Prasadi Vesh, which is Kapra, the chatter, the chunari of Radharani, the veil, the lehengra, the dress, or the kancholi, the choli of Radharani, or her Prasadi Mala, the prasad garland. There's also prasad ganda. It's because Krishna's the enjoyer, Bhuktaram Yakatapasam. So he's enjoying the ganda, the fragrance. He's enjoying the sight. So if we offer with a pure mind and heart and pure senses and pure eyes, we We offer this colorful bhoga on a tray, which is all different textures and all different colors and designed and arrayed in all different beautiful, attractive ways. And we offer that to Krishna. The sight of that bhoga is very beautiful, very colorful, and different shapes and textures, and there's something flat, and there's something liquid, and there's something solid, and there's something brown and green, and many different colors. Those are colors. Colors, design, form. These are pleasures and for the eye. So even that is offered for the pleasure of Krishna's eyes. When he sees it, oh, it looks so good. So now Krishna just looks at that bhoga. Now it becomes prasad drishti. Becomes prasad. So if you just take that, after Krishna looks at that and smells that bhoga, and of course he touches it and he eats it, and then you take it and you just look, oh, it looks so nice. Then you're getting the Krishna's prasadi glance. It's prasadi, prasadi drishti, prasadi mala, prasadi food. Isn't it? So sometimes people say, oh, I cooked this thing for your deities. Did you take? Yes, I took. But I didn't see you ate anything. No, I looked, I smelled. Because we only think taking or honoring or experiencing something is through the tongue, jiva. We know very well and very clearly in this world we experience also happiness or pleasure through all of our five senses. We also experience distress or tension or anxiety through all our five. Our hands can give us pleasure by touch. Our hands can also give us pain by touch. We touch a hot frying pan and we'll burn our hand and get pain. If we touch something very soft and this is nice. So our fragrance can give us pain, but it can give us pleasure. It's very sweet flowers, but if it's some obnoxious poisonous gas, and we smell it, we can faint or whatever. Some poisonous smell and burning tire tubes and these type of things they have in the winter here, burning tire tubes. So just the sight of prasadam is a pleasure, is a satisfaction. But it's like anamaya kosh. The jiva is covered by different layers. Anamaya kosh and pranamaya kosh and manamaya kosh and gyanamaya, manamaya and gyanamaya and vijnanamaya. So that means the jiva's ability to perceive is restricted due to the coverings of his consciousness and the density of the thickness of the modes of nature. So if he's anamaya kosh, then everything's prasad. Only prasad is what I can jam down my throat and touch, pass across my tongue. But what about just, it's a beautiful offering. I'm sure Krishna's pleased. But you didn't taste it. How do you know he's pleased? Oh, I smelled it. A good cook, if someone's a very good cook, they can just smell and they understand it's good. They can understand the blend of the spices and the articles being cooked and all together. This is good. It's a matter of sensitivity. Some people can perceive the pleasure in another person's heart just by closing their eyes. Yes, he's pleased. Some people have to say, are you happy? Please tell me, yes, I'm happy. I'm pleased. But it can be just a movement of the eyes or just the radiance of their face, and you know they're pleased. So perception is on many different levels, depending on the depth of the consciousness and the sensitivity of the individual. So imagine Bhagavan, that Gauranga, what's he say? He says, you just smell the Anaganda, Krishna Bhakti Hai. You just smell this prasadam. What to speak of, just see prasadam, you'll get Krishna Bhakti. And we think, we have to taste it completely, and every drop of it in 56 preparations. Yeah, then I'll get Krishna Bhakti. Then he says, now just listen, he says, Gadadhar ki tamara manohara pakka amitai matta kabu nahi kai shak. Oh, Gadadhar, what a wonderful cook you are. Gadadhar ki tamara. I have never tasted your manohara pak. Your pak, we say pakka and apakwa. Apakwa means raw. Uncooked. And paka means cook. Your cooked things have stolen my mind. Tomara manohara pak. What you have cooked is mind stealing. It's still in my mind. So that translates, what a wonderful cook you are. What a wonderful, you're really a great cook. I mean, to say you're a wonderful cook or a great cook and to say you're a manohara paka, paka means rasoi wala, a cook, is quite a vast difference. That your cooking is still in my mind. It's captivated me. A manohara. Amita mata kabu nahi kai shak. Kabu, nahi kabu, never any other time before. Kai, kana kabu, kai shak. Have I eaten this type of spinach before? And that's amazing. Why is that amazing? Well, so you know, he's just saying that to flatter Gadadhar. No, everything someone says has meaning based on relationship. So let's think about it. First of all, what is the relationship of shak to Gauranga? Shak is to Gauranga what Makana mystery is to Krishna. Krishna, Gopal Lalaji, Nandadulal, he's very much fond of makan and mystery, butter and rock candy, sugar candy, butter and sugar. He likes too much. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, from the time he was Nimai Pandit, very fond of shak, wild leafy vegetables, green vegetables, wild shak. Brahmi shak and this shak and that shak, so many types of shak. Methi shak and palak shak and batua shak and many shak. 22 different varieties of shak. 22 different types of shak Mother Shachi was cooking for him since he was a boy. He liked so much the sabji. Now he's 25 years old or 26 years old. He's been eating spinach for his whole life, cooked by his mother's hand. Mother's hand, mother's cooking, home cooking, mother's cooking can't be beat. It's the best. Even wife can't match mother's cooking. She tries, but she fails. So, because mother's cooking for the baby in the womb. So how much mother's cooking is close to the baby. And the baby comes out of the womb and eats mother's cooking. So wife can never get so close as mother. And even the husband will say, oh, my mother, she makes it better than this, than you. You should learn from my mother how to make this. So then the wife, she'll go to the mother, oh, please, your husband, he likes some, you're cooking too much. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll show you. Now, that's on one side, there's mother competing with Gadadhar. But he says, I amita e mata kabu nahi kai shak. Kabu nahi kai shak. I've never, in all those 27 years, I've never tasted shak like this before. That's stolen my mind. Because when Radharani cooks for Krishna, it's manohara bhog. When Radharani comes in Pratak Leela, 6 o'clock in the morning, late 36, she comes to Nandagan with her Sakhi Manjaris, and they cook, and they cook, and they cook. 100 stoves, 100 chulas. 100 chulas all cooking the same time for Krishna. Radharani supervising. Lita, you make this. And Yashoda supervising. Rohini, Radha. Manjari's cutting, helping, assisting. And Saki's cooking. Huge cooking. And Krishna's eating wonderful prasad from Radharani's hand. That is manohara, bhog. Completely steals Krishna's mind. And he's glancing in the kitchen. So now Radharani comes in Gauralila, and Krishna comes in Gauranga, and then the Gadadhar is cooking. That means Radharani. Gadadhar ki tomara vichitrarandan tentula pratrakare matta vyanjan. Oh Gadadhar, your cooking is vichitra ki. What is so amazing and variegated. You have made such a nice vegetable preparation with tamarind leaves. Tentula pata. Kare mata vyanjan. Vyanjan means vegetable. Just with imli leaves, tamarind leaves, you've made such amazing. And that was growing in the garden, wild leaves of a tree. Like the Bengalis, you have a neem tree. Oh, that's a neem tree. If a Bengali comes to your house and sees a neem tree, oh, acha, neem tree. You ever make neem baigan? You ever eat neem aloo? Immediately they see the neem tree and they start thinking of different sabjis with the neem leaves. You say, sabjis with neem leaves? Neem pata and aloo, neem pata and bhaigan, you know, eggplant. Aloo is very good. Very tasty. Cooked in mustard oil, sorso katel. Bujilana vaikunte randana kara tumi tabe yara apanake lukao va kini. Gadadhar said, Gauranga said, Gadadhar, Gadai, I understand that you're cooking in Vaikuntha. So why are you trying to hide yourself? Lukao va kini. Lukaluki kund, huh? Lukaluki is hide and seek. The purport. Vrishabhanu Nandan, he cooks for Krishna. Since Gadadhar Pandit Goswami displayed expertise in cooking offerings for Sri Gopinath, Sri Gaurasundar understood who he actually was, as I mentioned, Vrishabhanu Nandan, and identified him as a Vaikuntha cook. To be more specific, a Barsana cook. Barsani wali radhi shi radha radha radha. Barsani wali radhi. Ha 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 ha. E mata santo shete hasya parihase. Bojan korena tina prabhu prema rase. Nitai and gadai and gore laughed and joked in this way. Ha ha ha. Parihase. Hasya parihase. Parihase means every side was laughing, all directions were laughing. Nittai was here and Gadadhar. And this way, Bojan Karena Teen Prabhu, the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Teen Prabhu. Because they're Vishnu Tattva, Advaita, and Nittai, and Gauranga. That's the real Teen Prabhu. But this is the three males are here, but although one Shakti Tattva. So they are. They're Bojan Karena Tina Prabhu Primarase. They relished the mellows of ecstatic love, Primras, as they ate in satisfaction. Hey Tina Janera, Priti Tina Se Jane, Gorachanda Jhatana Kahina Karustane. The affection shared between Gadai, Nitai, and Gaur is known only to them. Gorachandra would generally not discuss their affection with anyone. So we see in the achar, transcendental behavior of Lord Gauranga and his devotees, because he's God and Nittai and Gadadhar are his expansions, but they're playing, or let's say their relationship is as servants, servants of God. His parts, his expansions, his parts and parcels, his servants. So we are also the parts and parcels of God. We are his expansions, although we're not Sarup Shakti or Tatastha Shakti. And he's glorifying, Gauranga is being served by his devotees. Specifically, they're cooking for him and arranging for his bhoga, Nittai and Gadai. Nityananda and Gadadhar. And the first thing he does is he compliments the cook. First he compliments Nittai for bringing the bhoga rice. Nityananda Sarup has brought such wonderful fragrant rice from Bengal. So you can see in the behavior of Gauranga that he's in a small circle right now. A small circle of association of Sadhu Sangha of three. Teen Prabhu, Nittai, and Nityananda Gadadhar and Gauranga. And he's fully conscious of each one around him. And he's fully reciprocating in a very loving and appreciative and grateful way with those around him. He's not neglecting anyone or overlooking anyone. The principal player here in this Bojan Leela was the cook and the eater. So the cook, of course, is Gadadhar, but there's Gopinath is involved, Tota Gopinath, and then Gauranga is involved, and Gadadhar is involved, and Nityananda is involved. And Lord Chaitanya is expertly reciprocating with all of them and glorifying all of them. So this is the nice lesson we can learn here and Vaishnavachar and our relationships with one another, that he says, what a wonderful cook you are. I've never tasted such shock before. So the principle or the practice of glorifying the devotee who cooks for the pleasure of the Lord and his devotees is being shown, that behavior is being displayed and exhibited by God himself, by Bhagavan Gauranga. God is grateful. God shows a G for God, G for gratitude. He shows his gratitude. He doesn't say, well, I'm God, naturally you should cook for me. I'm God, naturally you should please me. It's your duty. You're a cook, you made, very nice. Oh, Gadadhar. So this is the exchanges of love. And as a result, everyone became very happy. Everyone was santosh, completely satisfied, and they're laughing. And very sweet dealings and very wonderful example Lord Gauranga's establishing. And of course, the whole thing is amazing on different levels, because Nityananda and Gadadhar are certainly thinking of themselves and acting as such, and their relationship is with that they are servants of Krishna and servants of Gauranga. So they offered all the rice to Gauranga. Please, Gauranga. Gopinath, Gauranga is one. Gopinath and Gauranga is one tattva. Krishna's two Bhagavan, Gopinath, Krishna's two Bhagavan, Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So they properly offered to him. Then he said, no, you sit here. You share with me, like coward boys, or like equals. Oh, God is like that. You sit down. Once we were invited to someone's house, and they weren't initiated, and they wanted me to meet their mother, one Indian couple. And so we met their mother, and then they were offering me bhoga first. And I was sitting on the floor in their house. I prefer that, although they have all tables and everything. And then the mother was waiting. I said, no, you sit here, you eat also. Elderly lady. I said, you sit, you eat. And she came from England to visit her daughter. She was quite amazed. Said, what is this, Swamiji? I said, you eat, you're the mother, why should you wait? You know, no, you're Swamiji, you eat. No, you sit, you eat. So she sat there, was eating. And now this lady is initiated. And she had no idea how that her life would turn to that direction. And she's read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam 3 times already. And spends her life in the holy dham. So this is the mercy of God and devotees, that they extend themselves. So even Lord Chaitanya, although he certainly can eat by himself and would be no problem for him to be honored by Nityananda Gadadhar. And sometimes he's even worshipped in different contexts. Sometimes Gauranga sits on the throne, the singhasana of Vishnu, and puts shalagrams on his lap. He collects all the shalagrams from the altar, puts them on his lap, and says, all right, worship me. For 21 hours, Shatapraharya Leela and Srivasangam, Srivas Thakur's house, Chaitanya Bhagavat. For 21 hours, Shatapahar, 7 praharas, Gauranga Mahaprabhu sat on the singhasana of Lakshmi Narayan, and then he took all the shalagrams were there, because he was sitting there, and he picked them up, put them on his lap. And then he showed all his different forms. He showed Ram to Murari Gupta, and he showed different forms of God to different devotees and called them forward and told them about different pastimes in which he protected them in his various expansions, to let them know that he was all-pervading, omniscient, omnipotent and omniscient, and always there to protect them. But that same Lord is, in one pastime, is being worshipped like that as Devadeva Jagatpate, the God of all gods, the Sarvavatari. Now he's saying, oh, sit down, eat with me, let's share together, laugh and joke. This is Gauranga. So everyone was merged in an ocean of happiness. Katakshane Prabhu Sabha Karila Bhojan Chalilena Patraluta Kaila Bhaktagan. After finishing their meal, Nittai, Godai, and Gaur got up and left. The devotees then snatched their remnants. So your word here is snatched. Katakshane Prabhu Sabha Karila Bhojan Chalilena Patra Luta Kaila Bhaktagan. Interesting, there's a word in English called loot, L-O-O-T. Loot means to rob someone's house, or they looted the place. And when you come in the house and steal, if you loot someone's place, you just turn all the drawers inside upside down and turn the bookcase upside down and throw everything on the floor, and you find every jewelry and every hidden kind of money and anything. It's called, the place was looted. So they looted the patra. The Bhaktagan, all the devotees, they attacked the plates of remnants, the three plates left by the teen Prabhus. They looted them. Hey, Ananda Bhojan, Jay Padava Shune, Krishna Bhakti Hai, Krishna Pai, Sejane. Whoever hears or reads about these blissful eating pastimes, Ananda Bhojan, achieves Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. Gadadhar Shubha Drishti Karena Jahare Se Janite Pare Nityananda Surupere. Whoever receives a merciful glance, the Shubha Drishti, the most auspicious glance of Gadadhar, can know Nityananda Surup. Nityananda Surupo Jahare Pritamane Lao Jayena Gadadhar Jane Se Jane. And whoever pleases Nityananda can know Gadadhar. Hinamate Nityananda Prabhu Nilachale Viharena Gaurachandra Sange Kutuhale. In this way, Nityananda enjoyed pastimes with Gaurachandra in Nilachala. So that And I would say, Teen Jana Ekatra Takena Nirantara Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Gadadhar Jagannatho Ekatra Tekena Tina Jane Anande Vivalasabe Matra Sankirtane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajugegan. And Nilachal of these three, Jagannath Puri Dham, these three, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Gadadhar, would always stay together. Together they would visit the temple of Lord Jagannath and become overwhelmed with ecstatic love while performing Sankirtan. Ananda Vival. They become bewildered, overwhelmed with bliss when they perform Sankirtan, which is what it says. Anand. It says Anand Vival. Sabe Matra. Amatra. At all times, Sabe Matra. At all times when they did Sankirtan in front of Jagannath, Rajendra Nandan, Shamasundara, they would become Ananda. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends the English translation of Antyakanda Chapter 7, Pastimes in Sri Gadadhar's Garden, Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath Ki Jai. And we'll start tomorrow the Jalkeli Leela. Mahaprabhu's Narendra Sarovar Jalkeli Leela. This is during Chandan Yatra. Rath Yatra time, right before Rath Yatra in May and June, or 21 days, it's very hot. And Lord Jagannath and Subhadra and Baladev, they come to, and their Utsav Didi, Madan Mohan, they come to Narendra Sarovar. And they cruise around and take a boat ride every afternoon. They're covered with chandan all day, so that keeps them cool during the night. During the day, they're covered with chandan yatra. Then that's removed in the evening time. And then they're taken out in palanquin, and they spend the whole evening from about 9 o'clock at night till 12 or 1. Almost the whole night, they cruise around, and that's their boat festival, the lords, and then the devotees, they play water sports around. it's not so much that Jagannath sporting, he's just riding in his boat. And they sing songs, on the banks they sing songs. I personally seen this festival in Puri a few summers, the Chandan Yatra festival, and the boating pastimes. The deities come out around sunset, which is around 7 p.m. or 8 like this, and they keep going around here and there around Narendra Sarovar till 1 o'clock. So they're nice and cool. Nice cool breeze coming off the water, and they're being fanned on the boat, and people are on the banks singing, and lots of boga there, people selling food and stuff. It was a festival. And then the deities are taken home. Very beautiful way to spend hot days. Cover with chandan all day inside. Then night, go out for a nice boat ride under the moonshine. Sing beautiful songs, love songs of Radha and Krishna's Noka Vihar and Van Vihar Leelas. And then come back to Jagannath Mandir, Shayan, sleeping time. And Jagannath, he's the enjoyer, the Mahapurush. He's a great enjoyer.